Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, October 28th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Well, they're trying to get the players separated now. As potentially harsh words might have been exchanged.
That's Massillon football announcer during an altercation on the field between Cardinal Ritter College Prep and Massillon High players earlier this month. Now civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing 23 Cardinal Ritter parents.
When children on a football field doing a contest have a heated moment, you don't have the police come and pepper spray only the predominantly black team.
The Massillon Police Department posted on Facebook that they have reviewed the incident and deemed excessive force was not used against Cardinal Ritter.
We say no to racial profiling of black high school football players ages 14 to 18.
Crump says don't take anyone's word for it, not even his, to see what happened for yourself. Look at the video. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The Honduras man charged in the drunk driving crash that killed St. Louis City police officer David Lee expected to plead guilty today. Court documents say 24-year-old Ramon Chavez Rodriguez was behind the wheel when Officer Lee was struck at a crash scene on I-70 in September of last year. Police investigating a burglary that took place early this morning at Crown Guns on Old Highway 94 in St. Charles. Officers responded around 4 a.m. to the scene where the front entrance glass was smashed. Fox 2 says multiple firearms were stolen from the store.
We've got two entire counties in Missouri now that have no pharmacies. Zero.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley using a committee hearing about a drug discount program to rail against pharmacy benefit managers, claiming they're a middleman that raises prices. He's sponsoring a bipartisan bill to ban a company from owning both a PBM and pharmacies.
Basic economics would tell us when you have that kind of integration, that kind of vertical integration, you're going to get an increase in prices. Do you think that has anything to do with the increase in drug prices that we've seen, and can we do something about it?
I do think it can contribute, for sure. I think that having these big consolidated entities that control all aspects of care is not a good idea. And I think that efforts to restrict that, to limit that, would be helpful.
I do too. And I think, frankly, we just shouldn't allow the PBMs to buy up other parts of the supply chain.
Senator Hawley is partnering with Massachusetts Elizabeth Warren on a bill to ban ownership over both parts of the pharmacy industry. A rule change that could allow you to purchase and pick up marijuana from inside a vehicle.
The proposed rule would legalize car-side pickup for dispensaries in Missouri. Jack Cardetti with the Missouri Cannabis Trade Association tells KMOX they aren't concerned about people lighting up in the parking lot after purchasing their marijuana.
Consuming on the premises or on the property of a dispensary is strictly prohibited. So that cannot take place. And so that it'll be important to make sure that those rules are followed. Our patients, our customers do a great job of abiding by those laws.
He says this change could be helpful for disabled individuals who rely on medical marijuana. Tuesday is the final day the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services will take public comment. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri is investing $1.5 million to bolster volunteer fire departments after an intense wildfire season. The state faced more than 224 wildfires in a single week in March, burning more than 15,500 acres. State Fire Marshal Tim Bean.
Our state is comprised of about 60-70% volunteers, and for Governor Kehoe and the state legislators to allocate money for this grand opportunity speaks volume.
Volunteer fire departments with annual budgets of $50,000 or less can apply for up to $15,000 for gear like protective clothing and chainsaws. Operation Food Search holding a food drive tomorrow at City Foundry to help stock up before a potential disruption in SNAP benefits because of the government shutdown.
People are already feeling it, so to say this is a perfect storm is exactly what it is.
Melissa Weisler, Chief Program Officer of Operation Food Search, says keeping food on the table has already been a concern.
Prices are up about almost 30% since 2020. So the more expensive food is, the harder it is for people to put food on their table. So they turn to us. They turn to the Emergency Food Network.
The most requested items include pop-top cans, canned meats, and hearty soups or stews. From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, kids in St. Charles County needing medical specialists from Children's Hospital aren't going to have their parents drive to Town and Country or the Central West End anymore. BJC planning a specialty care facility in Wentzville. BJC East Region President Joan Magruder.
It will include a same-day surgery, an urgent care, advanced imaging, a range of clinical services by our partners, Washington University School of Physicians, and something that we think is quite unique to this region, something called a Young Athlete Center.
The three-story facility will be located on Wentzville Parkway.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.